Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that plans create possibilities. When we spend some time thinking about what we'd like to do and when, we open up more options than if we see what we feel like in the moment. I was thinking about this episode on a recent weekend when we had a lot of kid activities on the calendar. That's not unusual for a family with five kids, but the fall leaves were also at their peak. We wanted to go explore and hike in the mountains, a little more than an hour away. So I spent some time studying the weekend landscape. Saturday was going to be challenging, but if we decided not to do one optional thing on Sunday, then the first activity was going to be at 2 p.m. If we made sure to get up on time, we could be in the car at 8:30 a.m., drive to the Poconos, hike for the 2 hours our kids are willing to tolerate, and then get back to the house before the appointed time. And so we did. We had a family waffle breakfast and then loaded everyone up. The fall color was so beautiful, and I was so happy to have seen the mountains and the trees and walked in the cool mountain air. I also realized that there was absolutely no way we could have gotten up on Sunday morning and just decided to do that walk. We likely would have missed the window by waking up 30 minutes later, and it would have been hard to make a decision. In other words, our plans created a possibility that wouldn't have been there otherwise. I find this a little ironic, as often when people resist making plans, it's because they want to leave possibilities open. When we commit to things, at least in theory, we are saying we won't do other things. But the issue is that by failing to plan, we cut ourselves off from options. There are so many things in life that absolutely won't happen if you don't plan them. This becomes more true as life features more moving parts. People lament that with kid activities or work commitments and all sorts of other things, it is impossible to find time for fun. But that's not true. There is space for fun. But you do have to think about what sort of fun you'd like to have. You have to think about when you might do these fun things. You have to think through the logistics. When you do those things, though, then all sorts of possibilities open up. All family members can do the things they want to on the weekends. You can do the things you have to do, and the things you want to do. You can find space for hobbies and family adventures, even in the middle of a full life. So if you've got things you've been thinking that you'd like to do, don't wait to see what you feel like in the moment. Don't wait to see what fits, and definitely don't wait until Saturday morning to talk about what you'll do Saturday. By the time you make a decision, you might have cut off possibilities that might have involved getting going when you got up instead of figuring everything out. Plans create possibilities. They don't cut them off. I love serendipity as much as the next person, but I have also noticed something. I encounter more wonderful, serendipitous things when I'm in situations like hiking in the mountains than I am sitting at home doing nothing. In other words, plans lead to serendipity as well. That isn't a paradox. In the meantime, This is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.